Well, we certainly have seen strong prices on the dairy front with cheese well over $2 a pound and several contracts now for Class 3 over $20 a hundredweight. Ag economist Mark Stevenson says you got to give a lot of credit to the demand side of the ledger, especially on export.
I think we find that the marketplace is looking at stocks that have whittled down quite a long way from where they were earlier in the summer, and it's starting to feel a little bit tight. And we find ourselves with opportunities to sell product overseas. Cheese sales overseas, exports, are higher than they've ever been. So we're moving product in channels that we haven't before.
Now, whenever we have a situation like today with the farm bill in limbo, you always hear about the milk cliff and the possibility of $7 to $8 milk for consumers and maybe $25 to $30 a hundredweight milk for producers. Well, according to Congressman Ron Kind, politically, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't think there are too many members of Congress or too many folks at the Department of Agriculture who feel that this is going to happen. I think there's time either to get a farm bill finally negotiated or to have an extension of current law rather than having it revert back to a law that exists back shortly after the Second World War. I mean, that would be a lousy way to have agriculture policy run in this country.
Kind did add, though, he feels it's time for a new farm bill and one that really contains realistic reform.
Listen, I'd like to see a good farm bill at the end of the day. I'd like to see a lot of these subsidy programs reformed so it is more accountable to the taxpayer, but also helpful to real family farmers. The bulk of these subsidies now are going to either multi-billionaires or large agribusinesses that need very little assistance. So why not take this opportunity to make sure we reform those programs and yet support production agriculture the way it should be in this country?
Well, potato growers are getting an outlook on everything from potato chips to corn at the Potato Business Summit. One of the positive messages shared with them is from Jesse Osbell, who told potato growers because of their efficiency, they're becoming more profitable as well.
High yields are the best friend of nature, and American growers grow 40% more kilos of potatoes on 20% less land than 40 years ago. So they've lifted yields by about 1.5% a year per year over an extended period. So if you can grow more on a smaller plot using better weather forecasts, better seeds, you can shave your costs and you can make money by reducing your costs as well as by increasing your revenues.
Well, we certainly are seeing an increased revenue on the dairy front. Another strong day again for cheese. Blocks now at $2.20 a pound. Barrels, they're up to $2.16 in AA butter, $1.65 a pound. Class 3 prices, January up 11 to $20.42. Feb up 30 to $20.43. March up 14 to $19.45. In April, prices to $18.87. Different story, though, for corn. March down 9 cents to 415 and 3 quarters of a cent on the board. May drops 8.5 to 423 and 3 quarters of a cent. Beans are mixed. January up a penny and a quarter to $13 a bushel. March, though, drops back to 1269 and 1/2 cent. And March wheat off 13 and 3 quarters at 587 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 74 to 92, atop at 97. Most of the slaughter cows, 60 to 73, with slaughter bulls at 72 to 93, your tops at 98. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 235. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to $1.24. Holstein steers, 98 to $1.09. Butcher hogs, 74 and down. Feeder lambs, 170 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.